the future of Kyle Field to be a partnership on and off the A&M campus. That was among the statements given to those attending the Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference. Athletics Director Bill Byrne says they're in the process of selecting who will design the improvements.
I can't show you pretty pictures because there aren't any. I can't give you a timeline because we don't have one. What we know is at the earliest, we will be starting renovation or construction of Kyle Field after the 2013 season. That is the earliest we will be talking about doing anything there.
President Bowen Lofton says there'll be input off campus whether to relocate any football games away from College Station.
We definitely understand the impact on you if we were not to use Kyle Field for a year would be huge, but it's also huge on us. Remember that we derive great revenue from every single home game we have at Texas A&M. It helps run the athletic department.
Dr. Lofton says by early September, they plan to know what direction they're headed. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The Texas A&M Board of Regents at its last meeting approved over $27 million of naming rights on the flagship campus. President Bowen Lofton on WTAW's The Infomaniac says no one has come forward with an open checkbook for Kyle Field. At least not yet.
We would never sacrifice the name Kyle Field, I can assure you of that. But there are ways to link that, as we have with Olson Field, to a name that would be recognizable to the Aggie community here and well-received by them, we believe.
A list of contributors to the new Football Player Development Center, Olson Field, and the Memorial Student Center is on our website with this story at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The next step has been taken towards renovating Kyle Field. A&M President Bowen Lofton told the Faculty Senate this week the 12th Man Foundation has hired a consultant.
To do two things. One is to develop a large number of design concepts for Kyle Field. And secondly, to take those concepts to those people who really pay to go to Kyle Field. To take them to the fan base, if you will, and show them the options and discuss with them their desires as people who pay to come to Kyle Field as far as what their preferences are going to be.
Dr. Lofton expects to get the consultant's report by the end of September, then spend October reviewing those findings with this committee, and in December ask for approval from the Board of Regents. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Later this year, Texas A&M officials will determine what to do with future home football games. The Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau have hired an international company to determine the economic impact of moving games out of town. CVB Chairman Hunter Goodwin says the consultant compares the loss of Kyle Field games to the hit the Gulf Beaches took after the 2010 Gulf oil spill.
People don't go to Gulfport, Mississippi because Gulfport's a fantastic place to visit. They go there because the beaches. If you take away the beaches, you take away everything. People don't come to Bryan College Station seven Saturdays in September, October, and November because we're a great place to visit. They come to watch Texas A&M football. 90,000 of them. You take that away, it's devastating.
Goodwin says it's important to quantify the loss.
If you're in a position of making the ultimate decision on what happens, I think you take people a lot more serious that come to you with good relevant facts and good relevant data produced by internationally respected people versus emotion, anger, sadness, fear.
Goodwin says it's the first time anyone has done a study of this kind. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Local business owners had plenty to tell the international consulting firm hired to quantify the loss of A&M officials decide to close Kyle Field and move home football games out of town.
And having done these sorts of studies around the world even, and I think it's pretty striking how engaged the community is. Clearly this is an extremely important issue and viewed as vital to the business community and to households and to the university as well. So very impressive how interested and how engaged the community is on this issue.
That's Adam Sachs of Oxford Economics, who led a pair of discussion groups Thursday. He was told the local impact would be worse than the Gulf oil spill. That's because in addition to losing visitors, local fans would spend their game day money out of town. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620. The economic impact of moving A&M home football games out of town to expand Kyle Field was put into numbers Tuesday. An international consultant hired by the Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau determined a loss of more than 900 jobs, $21 million in payroll, and nearly $3 million in property taxes. Among the affected would be state representative and small business owner John Rainey.
Well, it's scary that we're talking about $177 million that will be affected in our community should we lose football games, and I sure hope that doesn't come about. It's an important part of our community.
CVB Board Chairman Hunter Goodwin hopes the joint report will contribute to the decision-making process by A&M.
We have done a good job, and we being the community and the leadership, and investing in the best to quantify and measure those facts. I hope that we will be given that same courtesy back from the university moving forward, because I think any partnership is based in good facts, and hopefully that transparency and that communication will continue to facilitate as we move forward in this decision.
Online at WTAW.com is the consultant's reports and comments from Tuesday's news conference. Meantime, the Eagles reporting to A&M Systems asked local government to contribute $38 million towards a $450 million expansion of Kyle Field that would increase seating to more than 103,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Known to those involved for a couple of weeks, the word is out about this week's meeting of local elected leaders and A&M officials about the future of Kyle Field. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayensky says a proposed local contribution of $38 million to a more than $400 million facelift represents the increased expense to do the work in phases instead of all at once, which would require moving football games out of town.
Ideally, you know, I think elected officials and the citizens would like to see what the students can take care of. You know, they've had fees in the past to pay for rec centers and swimming pools and different projects on campus. I think we're in a tough economic times right now also, and I'm not sure that the governor on down to our state legislators would want to see the students bear that, but that would be something I think that they would have to vote on also.
Brazos County Judge Joanne Peter says they have no funding sources to offer to the expansion.
There was never any discussion about trying to asking for any general funds, you know, to be put toward the football stadium.
Peter says the county share of hotel occupancy tax money is dedicated to the expo complex, and the county share of sales tax money goes towards offsetting property taxes. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. The College Station City Council will wait for Texas A&M to ask before there's any discussion about helping pay for an expansion of Kyle Field. Councilman Jess Fields raised the topic at last night's meeting, which led to a response from Mayor Nancy Berry.
Since the next Regents meeting is in November, I think it would be a good idea to have that discussion if we're going to have it
Next
two meetings.
As someone who was at that meeting, no request was made to the city. So until such time as the university or the system makes a request of us, I think it would be premature to discuss what options are.
To keep home football games at Kyle Field, the expansion would take place in phases, which A&M officials say would increase costs by $38 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. A $5 million architect's contract's on the Regents agenda, along with moving up the calendar to do the first phase of the project. A&M Vice President for Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says this week's Regents meeting will not include whether home games will be moved out of town during construction.
There's not been a decision as to whether the project will be done in phases, whether it will be done all at once, or whether any games would be played outside of the Bryan College Station area. No decision has been made in that regard, and we do not anticipate any decision being made by the board this week.
What the Regents will be asked to approve this week includes the total demolition of G. Raleigh White Coliseum, the Reed Building, and the Needham Steed Weight Training Building. Phase 1 also includes designing the west side of Kyle Field. More background given to the Regents is on the WTAW.com website. Cook says university officials continue to visit with community partners, including the Twin Cities and Brazos County, about contributing towards the more than $400 million facelift. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. The Regents did not bring up, and A&M President Bowen Lofton did not say, what becomes of home football games once construction starts. But Lofton says a committee that includes Regent Jim Wilson of Sugarland still has work to do, as does other stakeholders.
Will there be some representation from the 12th man on that? I don't know if this subset or whatever you're going to call it.
We'll work with the 12th man foundation. Athletics in particular needs more representation than they've had, probably, to make sure their needs are met there, along with the general campus community. So I'll be working on that over the next few weeks. Right. And I'll sort of consult with you personally about that, since you're part of the current committee.
$5 million of architectural and engineering work was authorized by the Regents, who are not scheduled to meet again until January 31st. Athletics Director Eric Hyman says Kyle Field has the potential to be the largest and most significant construction project in the history of college football. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Chancellor John Sharp announced the selection of a pair of Aggie-owned companies, Manhattan and Vaughn Construction. Sharp says they will charge 1.2% of the hard construction costs, estimated at $330 million.
Some stadium bids come in at 2.5%. I think TCU and Baylor were, I'm not sure exactly what their percentage was, but it was a heck of a lot higher than 1.2%, as was Reliant and quite frankly, Jerry World in Dallas. The contractors that were using have now agreed to build it for the lowest percentage that we've ever found anywhere in the country, we're told.
Sharp says the latest the Board of Regents can act on the proposal is next May in order to start construction after the end of the next football season. He says construction taking place in phases being suspended for home football games remains likely, but not finalized. Chancellor also says negotiations continue with the cities of College Station and Bryan, as well as Brazos County, to participate in helping pay for the project. Sharp says the 12th Man Foundation is in charge of generating $100 million for naming rights, and the rest of the project will be funded by bonds that will be paid off by stadium revenue. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.